The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Finding a posture that supports a sense of relaxation and settling. A sense of ease. But that also feels awake. Just connecting in a very simple way with what it's like to be sitting here right now. No need to search for anything, just recognizing whatever is obvious, just what's presenting itself. That may be physical sensations, the sensations of the posture of the body sitting or lying down, perhaps sensations of energy, pressure, warmth, coolness, hardness, softness in the body. Perhaps the sensations of the rise and fall of the in-breath and out-breath. Any areas of tension in the body, just allowing them to relax. And being very easy and very kind with any tension that remains. Just allowing the body to be just as it is. Inclining towards relaxation, towards settling, towards ease, but not forcing it, not trying to create that. That tends to just create more tension. Perhaps the way in is simply just to allow the tension to be there. Notice that perhaps it softens on its own, in its own time, when we're not struggling with it. Perhaps there can be an appreciating of the simplicity of just sitting and knowing experience. Allowing experience to arise and pass. Perhaps the activity of the mind is what is predominant. Perhaps memories from experiences of the day. Or fantasy or imagining of some idea of the future, whether that's just later tonight or further afield. Or perhaps just seemingly random thoughts arising. Or thoughts or reactions to what's happening now. Perhaps mental states, whether calm or agitated. Kind or aversive. Simple and at ease, or feeling some struggle or difficulty. All just natural arisings in the mind. Allowing these to also just arise and pass. Just inclining towards this simple looking on, observing experience happening on its own. These processes of the mind are arising out of past causes and conditions. And we don't need to try to stop them or make them go away. But through actually understanding them, not through thinking about them, but the understanding that arises through direct recognition. This understanding gives rise to freedom. Perhaps you can have moments of just tasting the relative freedom or simplicity or ease. Those moments when experiences, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant or neither, are just simply experiences being known with nothing extra added, no reactivity. No trying to hold on or push away. You can trust this taste of relative ease and peace of non-reactivity. This is the direction the practice moves in. But just one simple moment after another, recognizing some experience is arising and being known, whether that's physical sensations in the body, sounds, sights, smells, tastes, or a myriad activities of the mind. Just something being known. No problem there. Letting it come, letting it be known, and letting it pass away all on its own. Not so much trying to be aware, but just remembering to recognize that in every moment, some experience is happening, some experience is being known. So more of a trusting, a relaxing into simply remembering the present moment, remembering that experience is happening moment after moment, rather than looking for something or trying hard to be aware. It's just this light keeping in mind the present moment experience. Remembering that what is known is neither good nor bad. Not trying to have a good experience, a pleasant experience, or avoid unpleasant experience. Just trusting that this simple recognition of moment-to-moment experience in time gives rise to deeper and deeper levels of well-being and happiness. Just trusting the simplicity of meeting this moment. Now this moment. Now this moment. Allowing nature to unfold. When the mind forgets that present moment experience is happening, it's caught up in thoughts or fantasies, which it inevitably will. This is just part of the nature of the mind. At some point, when you recognize that the mind has been lost in thought, in that moment you're already aware. No need to do anything extra there. Just, oh, present moment experience. Maybe what is being known there is a recognition of where the mind has gone, what it was thinking about. Maybe there's some reaction to the fact that it was lost in thought. Many of us experience some kind of judgment about having been lost. But we can just recognize, okay, the mind has been lost in thought, and the mind is judging that. So that's just what's being known right now. Don't even need to try to stop the judgment, just recognizing that as a natural process in the mind. And appreciating the arising of unprompted awareness, those moments when we suddenly recognize, oh, sitting here, recognizing that I've been lost in thought. Awareness arises on its own, unprompted, much of the time. We just keep the light intention to remember to recognize present moment experience. Without passing judgment on it, without trying to hold on to it. Recognizing that it comes and goes, arises and passes, moment to moment, all on its own.